Good evening. I call to order this September 26, 2023 meeting of the Mayor and City Council. I'm Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to be as comfortable as possible, and I want to make sure that I can do everything that I can so that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, please step outside of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand and I will recognize you and you can come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. And please direct your remarks to me, the city council, or to city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits. And we will begin with a roll call of members.
Paper? Here. Paulson?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandgold?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Heifel?
Here.
All members present.
Thank you. If you would please join me and stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number four, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote. Perfect. Thank you. Item number five, consider approval of the mayoral appointment of Brad Anderson as council member in Ward 2 to finish the unexpired term ending in December 2024 and to also serve on the Council Technology Committee and also the Police and Fire Committee.
I'll make a motion to approve the mayoral appointment of Brad Anderson as council member in Ward 2.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve Brad Anderson as a council member in Ward 2. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Anderson, would you come forward and take the oath, please? As they're getting set up, I will let the public know that Brad is a former council member and he recently served 8 years, is that correct? On our city council in Ward 2. And he's very familiar with our city projects and meeting protocol and has a strong track record of looking out for the citizens of Blair, and he was just a good fit, especially after serving on the Planning Commission, and he could provide a lot of knowledge on our zoning and planning committee, so we appreciate all his dedication and we're excited to have him back on board temporarily.
Okay, and raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Brad Anderson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
I'll bear true faith
and allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or for the purpose of evasion.
Or for the purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially
perform the duties of a council member.
Perform the duties of a council member.
According to the law.
According to the law.
And the best of my ability.
And the best of my ability.
I do further swear.
I do further swear.
That I do not advocate.
That I do not advocate.
Nor am I a member of any political party.
Nor am I a member of any political party.
Or organization that advocates.
Or organization that advocates.
The overthrow of the government.
The overthrow of the government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Or of this state.
Or of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
And that during such time as I'm in this position.
And that during such time that I'm in this position.
I will not advocate.
I will not advocate.
Nor become a member of any political party.
Nor become a member of any political party.
Or organization that advocates.
Or organization that advocates.
The overthrow of the government.
The overthrow of the government.
United States.
Of the United States.
Or of this state.
Or of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Item number 7, consider an ordinance setting and fixing the compensation for the officers and employees of the City of Blair for fiscal year 2023 and 2024 and fiscal year 24 and 2025. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is the first of two different items on the agenda tonight that both deal with our employees. This is kind of officially always the last step that's involved with the fiscal year preparation for the upcoming fiscal year that begins in October. So what I've put on in front of all of your desks tonight is an updated organizational chart that kind of reflects all the new positions and open spots that we currently have on the staff in reflecting this. And then I also gave you a copy of kind of the summation page that came from the city's kind of ad hoc discussions and negotiation with the Employee Bargaining Committee. As you know, we have one official union that's represents the police officers, but then historically we've always requested a group of individuals to represent each of the various departments and then meet with city staff to kind of discuss their desires and interests, go over some hot button issues that they might have, and try to make adjustments to that as best we can. And so that's kind of outlined on that page there. We have encouraged all of our employees to come to tonight. Once I make my little presentation, if they have comments that they would like to make, I want them all to know that they're encouraged and they should feel comfortable coming up and doing that. They don't have to just talk about how brilliant all of us are. If they have some concerns and frustrations, they're encouraged to come share those as well. I would like to ask that anybody who's here that is one of our employees and is part of the Employee Bargaining Committee, if you would please stand, let people know who you are, and let me read, before you applaud for them, let me read all the individuals who did participate in this. So from City Hall, Shelley Jones, from the Utilities Department, Adam Hodson, from the Library, Wendy Lukert, from the non-FPO police personnel, Erica Pierce, from the Water Department, Kent Nicholson, from the Wastewater, Luke Boswick, from Streets, Trevor Corey, and Blake Gutshaw, and then from Parks, James Bilsland. And I just really want to express my appreciation and thanks for all the extra work and effort that these individuals put in. So thank you very much. So Aaron, if you want to go ahead and pull up Exhibit A, you have in this ordinance, this is the one that deals then with just the salaries. And you're probably familiar with this lovely little chart that is representative of all of our different pay grades and then the steps. We have a system that over a 6-year period, if employees stay with us, there's actually 7 baked in pay increases, first on a 6-month and then on their anniversary date for those who end up staying. And then obviously depending upon what position they happen to fill, then those are represented with names on the sides. What happened and what part of the negotiation for this year was we're proposing, and the council had accepted in the budget, so it's before you now officially for this pay scale, that everyone that's at 16 or below got a 6% increase from what last year's rates were, and those that were 17 and above got 5%. We felt like it was important to acknowledge just the fact that those on the lower end of the wage scale, obviously a percentage increase is not as much for them as it might be for someone else higher up on the scale. So again, everyone 16 and below got a 6% increase. Those who were 17 and above got the 5% increase for this particular year. And then Exhibit B that's in the packet is for the following year. We usually do this on a two-year basis. And then what was agreed to was a 4% increase for those on the lower, or 5% on the lower end of the scale, 4% for those on the upper end of the scale for next year. So again, 6 and 5, and then 5 and 4 the following year. Again, police were not represented in this because they have their own contract. Just a reminder that we'll be entering into negotiations with them in just a few more months. And their current contract expires at the end of September of 2024. So I'd anticipate that obviously, you know, a lot of what's being done here on the civilian side is going to get picked up eventually through the FOP contract as well. One of the things we did agree to do with the Employee Bargaining Committee is that we would go out and do a formal official comparability study that would cover all of our personnel, both on the police side, which will be important for that, those negotiations, as well as on the civilian side. So I anticipate that, that will be done sometime in the next 6 to 9 months. Once that's done, we'll evaluate the results that come in from that. If we have any individuals that are below where they should be based on comparability, then we'll ultimately come back to you sometime after that for a recommendation for key certain individuals to be raised. But again, it wouldn't be probably anything across the board like this is. Any questions that you have of me?
Have you heard from any other cities that have done anything similar?
As far as the kind of the annual cost of living adjustments? And so I would say probably maybe a third are in the 4 to 6 range, another third or 4 to 5, and then probably another third or just in the historic 2 to 3%, which is where Blair, you know, historically had been. But obviously inflation the last 2 years has been pretty substantial. So we're not an outlier, but we're in that upper quartile, which is usually where we always kind of shoot to be. Obviously, we have a lot of competition in the Omaha metro area that we're trying to keep up with. One of the real challenges, I think, just be aware of on the FOP side is the recent change that Omaha did with their starting salaries for police officers. And so that makes it very, very challenging for us to maintain good officers when Omaha's starting their officers, I think, a little over $70,000 a year, quite substantial.
Phil, can you explain your study again? But are you studying by pay grade, or are you studying by
the study, or what's on the chart?
The study.
So Nebraska law does not allow public employees to strike. That was a law that was passed, I think, back in the 50s, something like that. And the compromise was their statutory language that talks about how positions need to be comparable to similar kinds of positions in similar-sized cities. And they describe similar sized as being that that other town is not more than twice your size or less than half your size. And that's a similar city. And then for similar jobs, you should have a similar pay scale. And so there's a few professional organizations that are out there who have the skill set to be able to evaluate and usually collect from all the various cities all the different job descriptions and the pay scales that they have. And they basically do a comparability study for you. So they'll take all of our current job descriptions, they'll compare those then with a half dozen to a dozen different towns that are similar again to us, some a little bit bigger, some a little bit smaller. They'll put all that data together. They end up doing a midpoint and then an average of that midpoint and top and bottom, and come back with kind of the range that we should be in order to technically be comparable with those towns. And it's partly a choice that all of you make on where within that range you want to be able to sit. But ultimately, if for some reason the employees felt like we were violating that concept of comparability, then they could go to the Commission of Industrial Relations and basically have that commission order us to say raise our rates because we're not paying in a comparable way. So instead of striking, that's the ultimate alternative that they have. To me, and it's one of the things that I promised the Employee Bargaining Committee, is that we want to have that study done, and we want to share all that data with them. There's nothing here to hide, you know. And to me, that's the beauty, you know, again, of public service. You know, everything we do is open. This is all public record. And so we want them to be able to see what those comparabilities are. Yes, they may get a little frustrated that being in a town of our size, similar sized cities pay these. We're unique a little bit because, again, we are in the metro area. Many of those towns that would be in Nebraska that are similar size to ours or don't have an Omaha that they're near. They don't have a Sarpy County, and all those cities that we're competing against on a regular basis. So that's why we tend to want to try to always be maybe in that top upper quartile of comparability with those cities, or even above those, just again because of the marketplace that we're in. Any other questions for me? And again, I just want to reiterate, if there's any of the employees here who would like to get up and make any comments, I encourage them to feel comfortable to be able to do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the public or employees? Really? Yep, come on up.
Margaret Hanson, 511 South 23rd Street in Blair.
Spell your last name, Margaret.
Oh, Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N.
Thank you.
The library, by the end of the week, will have our October exhibit up and ready to go. It is featuring the fire department, and I'm not supposed to address them. I hope some of the fire department guys will come because their pictures are in the display. By way of Minnesota and Florida, I rounded up some pictures from way back when the original fire department opened. So please come and view that. It's not open yet, but by Saturday it should be. And don't forget their pancake feed on Sunday. I'm plugging that also.
Thank you, Margaret. Anyone else? All right, with none, I'll look for someone to introduce the ordinance.
I'll introduce ordinance 2510, setting and fixing the compensation for officers and employees of the City of Blair for fiscal year 2023-24 and fiscal year 24-25.
Second. An ordinance setting and fixing the compensation for the employees of the City of Blair, Nebraska, not represented by the Lodge 83 for fiscal years 2023-24 and 2024-2025. Declaring all orders, questions, or conflicts herewith, providing the source to be in full force and effect, and providing publication of this ordinance in pamphlet form.
Move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second. Question.
Here we go. Question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
Did that pop up?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Sorry about that. An ordinance setting and fixing the compensation for the employees of the City of Blair, Nebraska, not represented by the FLC Lodge 83 for the fiscal years 2023-2024 and 2024-2025. Repealing all orders, parts of warrants, conflict herewith, and providing this ordinance in the full force and effect, and providing the publication of this ordinance in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of ordinance 2510.
Second. Question.
The question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2510 be passed and adopted? Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2510 duly adopted. Item number 8, consider resolution number 2023-42, approving the revised personnel manual effective October 1st, 2023 for the City of Blair employees. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is the other half of it. Again, that was an ordinance. This is a resolution. But included in this resolution then are the appropriate changes that need to be made to the handbook to incorporate the rest of the things that are, again, on the sheet in front of you. So Aaron's got a couple different slides that he'll be kind of walking through. Most of these, I think, will try to jive with the sequence that I'll be describing here on the page. The first one, number 2 on that list that I gave you, was an increase in the on-call pay from $135 to $150 for those who are on call that particular week. So we have certain departments where employees throughout that whole week are technically on call, and they get paid additional amounts because there are some restrictions on their activities. They're supposed to stay in the area, be available to be called in if there's some emergency pops up. They have to be careful what kind of things they're doing on their own time during that time, so that they have all their faculties and they're able to respond when they happen to be called out. So there is a little bit of a time sacrifice and social sacrifice that they're responsible for, and so therefore they get compensated for that. And again, that's increasing to $150 for the week. Next slide, if you got one. This deals with the holidays. One of the big discussions that we had with the committee was on the regards to Juneteenth. Juneteenth obviously is a federal holiday. Because it's a federal holiday, it is a state holiday as well. There are numerous jurisdictions in the state that just automatically follow any state holiday and federal holiday that's on the books. Historically, Blair has not. It's been an item to be discussed at numerous times. There's been a few other more recent federal holidays that have been approved in the past, and the employees at that point in time had a conversation over whether they wanted to have that particular day or whether they ended up wanting to just get an additional personal day or floating holiday, we usually call it, that would allow them to take that extra day at any point in time. So we had some conversations on this. Ultimately, the committee and working with the finance committee felt like officially having Juneteenth celebrated would be more appropriate for the city. Again, the county does, county offices are closed that day. Obviously banks and other places, because it's a national and state holiday, are closed. So beginning in 2024, with this change, Juneteenth would be celebrated as another vacation day. Then you can see just some other stylistic changes. We had some long conversations about what to do with the Christmas Eve. And this has kind of been bounced around both by staff as well as mayors that have been in office at any one point in time. And so ultimately what we have there, the number 10, is that Christmas Eve day, just to be clear, on Monday through Thursday only, ends up being a 4-hour day or a full day even. It's one of those weird things. I think it's a half day, so 4 hours historically is what we've always done on those days. Obviously, if Christmas ends up falling on a Saturday, historically it's celebrated on a Sunday, on the day before, which is the Friday. We've had some discussions in, well, if Christmas is officially being celebrated on Friday, which is Christmas Eve day, and you're already off work, well, what about those other 4 hours? How come I don't get those 4 hours? Well, it was never really intended to be that way. It was always intended that you'd have the afternoon of Christmas Eve off if Christmas just kind of fell during the week, the work week. And so that's why we specify it's on a Monday through Thursday only. But then you will notice number 12 is kind of another clarification that they'll also get the day after Christmas off if Christmas happens to fall on a Thursday. Because technically you'd have half of Christmas Eve off Wednesday afternoon, Thursday's off for Christmas, then you have to come back all of a sudden just for the one day. And that got started under a couple of mayors a few rounds ago. So we're going to make it official now that yes, when it happens to just be that on that Thursday, then that Friday's going to be off as well. And you can have a nice, nice, enjoyable long weekend with your family. So those changes are incorporated in this. You'll notice number 4 on the sheet, which is not in the handbook, but it was a decision that the Mayor Rump made, and that was that she just wanted to see that all the families for employees who are working for the city would get a family pass to the pool each year. And so that's something that we'll just work out with them next pool year to get that to them. And then vacation accruals is the last thing. And one of the requests that we had from the employees was that the previous chart for vacation accrual had much larger time blocks that you had to continue to be employed for, and then it took a bigger jump. And so if you worked another 5 years, maybe you'd get another 5 days off. But you had to work the full 5 years to get the 5 days. And they felt like something that would give a little bit more incentive to just continue to work and continue to work. And so this chart, you'll notice there's a lot more lines to it. And roughly every 2, at most 3 years, you get a little bit of a step up. And so it might be 2 years, 2 days, 2 years, 2 days, instead of the 5 for 5, something like that. There is a minor reduction then in the total maximum amount that employees can have on the books for vacation, and it ends up being a maximum of 300 hours. And most municipalities have a maximum amount that they would allow their employees to have. You just try to, you know, want to maintain that you don't have a large liability out there, so when the time comes when an employee might retire or go someplace else, obviously with vacation, we have to pay them out completely for that. And it can be a substantial amount once it's accumulated across the board. So we've got that new change. And then the last one that was on your sheet was our winter clothing allowance is going from $200 to $300. And that had not been increased for a number of years. And that's just money that's available for those employees who end up working outside that they can always spend some money on out of gear, boots, coats, and jackets, things like that. We do provide safety equipment, obviously, for them at city's cost. But this is an additional for them because of that winter wear. So, any questions for me? And again, just a reminder to the employees, if they want to get up and say something, encourage them. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce?
I would like to say that we did, Frank and I were able to meet with them the last meeting and they summarized everything. I appreciated everything that you guys put together and the work that you guys did in researching it. So, and then letting the council be a part of that. I think that Frank and I both appreciated that and hearing from you. So thank you. With that, I will introduce resolution number 2023-42.
Resolution number 2023-42 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer, approving the revised personnel manual effective October 1st, 2023 for the City of Blair employees.
Motion to adopt resolution 2023-42 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-42 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 9, consider resolution number 2023-43 to allow 215 restricted parking signs, 215-minute restricted parking signs to be placed near 116 South 16th Street in Blair, Nebraska. Do we have the applicant here tonight? Mm-hmm. No? Transportation Committee?
We did meet on this and we discussed it, and just based on some of the conversation we had, we have some questions for the applicant, so I would make a motion to table this resolution to speak with the applicant more and ask some of our questions.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to table. Resolution 2023-43. Please register your vote. Motion passes. Item number 10, consider resolution number 2023-44, authorizing myself to sign the project program agreement between the City of Blair and the NDOT for the River Road Connector Trail. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. And I know the mayor is excited about this resolution.
I'm excited about all of them.
That's true, but especially this one.
Yes.
So this is basically just seeking your authorization for her to go ahead and sign the official agreement then with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for the new River Road Trail extension project that we're going to be moving forward with. So it's basically a long agreement that stipulates exactly how the project's going to be done. The good thing is that basically the state's overseeing the whole project. Now there's no state funding involved with it. It's all federal funds that come through the state, and then there's a local match. So it's an 80-20 relationship. But the good thing is the state takes care of all of it. And so they'll work on getting the engineering done, the final design, they'll go out for bid, they'll coordinate the project, they'll oversee everything, they'll actually make the initial payments, they'll then pay 80% of that with those federal funds that they have, and then they'll send us an invoice for 20%. So this is the best of all kinds of projects that we can do with the state in coordination with them, because they really do take care of a lot of different issues. I'll talk more about this in just a second, but because of the fact that right now we don't have a Director of Public Works, one of the things in the document is that you also always need to have a local contact individual. Usually that would be that person, but since we don't have them right now, that'll be me for the time being. So, any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Having none. Someone introduce resolution number 2023-44.
I'll introduce resolution number 2023-44.
Resolution number 2023-44 was introduced by Councilmember Sandoval, authorizing Mayor Rump to sign the project program agreement between the City of Blair and the NDOT for the River Road Connector Trail.
Make a motion to adopt resolution 2023-44 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-44 as presented. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Green.
Thank you. Just a couple projects to update you on. One of the things down at the river, met with both Pat and James earlier today. We're working on arrangements for trying to put some larger bumper arrangements on those boat docks that are down there. So in honor of Brad coming back on, we're going to concentrate on boat docks.
Only took 9 years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But finally. But no, I'm really pleased with what we talked about. The reality is, though, we're always concerned about safety for our employees. And so we're planning to do most of the work on them when we pull them out at the end of this season. We're relatively close to that as well. So probably roughly the end of October is when we're looking at pulling them out. And for the season, we'll get them wrapped at that point in time and then stored. And then I look forward to another good year then later next year. A couple park improvement updates to let you know about. We have scheduled some rubber base to be poured, both at Ridgeview Park and as well as the new Southern Ridge Park. And so it's scheduled right now on their schedules to be a week from Friday. And so I think that's October 5th or 6th, something like that. And so we'll keep on them to make sure that that gets done. But that has been a slow project to get completed, and we are excited to see that go forward. I did mention earlier that it was just a week ago that we had kind of a sudden retirement announcement from our Director of Public Works. He was only with us another 2 days, and so since last Thursday, we've been literally scrambling to try to keep up on top of all the different activities that are going on. You're intimately aware of all the projects that are going on around town. There's just lots of activity. And so that has put a real stress on us to keep on top of that. Well, several things have happened since then that have kind of helped out. One of them is, as you know, you had previously approved some position changes in the Public Works Department. So Mark Hodson had previously been working very closely on projects and kind of being the coordinator with the various projects. We officially retitled that position then as a projects superintendent and created a brand new position called an operations superintendent that really is intended to assist the Director of Public Works, who's a little bit more outward focused and focused on overseeing those projects and help then actually run the staff. So I kind of call him the field general. So we had interviews this week for that position, and I'm very excited to let you know, let the public know, and again, we sent this out via email to the staff and to all of you, but that Mark Hodson was selected for that position. And so congratulations to Mark for becoming now our very first operations superintendent. I christened him right away with helping out a lot with all the operations that are going on. And so Mark, we're excited to have you continue to help and use your great skills to kind of help lead the staff and make sure that things on the ground continue to run and operate efficiently going forward. We have been contacting then the various engineering companies that are working with each of those various projects. You know, one of the real benefits that we had with our Director of Public Works is that he was able to do some aspects that's oftentimes for smaller communities the engineering firms would do. And so there was some cost savings involved with that. Obviously, we don't have that individual anymore. So when it comes to approving some shop specs for certain items that need to be included in the project, when it comes to kind of overseeing pay estimates and approving all those things, we're going to be reaching out to those engineering companies. Most of them then will do it on a hourly cost basis, but have them do some of that work that was previously being done by the Director of Public Works. I just wanted to let you know that we actually have hired somebody part-time to help us with that, and we're excited that our former city administrator is coming back part-time to help out. And so Rod Storm graciously volunteered to help us out. Rod's fantastic when it comes to finances and understanding things. And so that really is the task that he's going to be doing for us, is maintaining and overseeing each of those projects on the financial side. How much money's actually been spent, where are we at, whether it's one of the bonds, whether it's one of the SRF loans and the drawdowns that have to be done, making sure those requests are submitted in a timely fashion. There's just a lot of work there. So he came in today, we had some good conversation, and he actually started today. So it was fun to see our new part-time employee down in the Director of Public Works office working away. So if you want to email Rod, his email address is back up and running again for the time being. So it's great to have him around. We're excited about that.
Phil, forgive the new guy, but yes. What's the process for advertising and hiring the new Director of Public Works?
We haven't laid everything out yet. Obviously, we're going to shoot high and far for that. Not that I'm saying that we wouldn't have anybody, you know, on staff that could do a job or could apply. So we'd encourage them to do that. But we'll review the job description. We'll end up advertising it in everywhere that a director of public works official or professional would look. And so APWA, ICMA, the International City County Management Association, does a lot of advertising for public works directors. We'll go to various different organizations that offer that. Obviously, oftentimes it's not unusual for directors of public works to come from the engineering world, and so we'll try to advertise in several of those places as well. And frankly, some of those engineering firms that we work with on a regular basis are probably going to be ones that we'll hone in on individually and talk to some of those individuals as well.
Okay.
So we'll let you all know when we're ready to post that position. You know, I really think this is going to be something that is going to be 60, 90 days or more of us really looking hard, getting the word out and trying to encourage people to apply, and then it'll be a fairly long process. If for some reason we feel like we're not getting the quality of the candidate that we need, we may end up having to look at for some assistance from a national search firm or something like that.
And is that an appointed position?
It is an appointed position, okay. Yeah. And so we'll very closely hand in hand with the mayor to move forward on that. Have her involved and find somebody that she's comfortable with and that we're comfortable with.
So okay.
Thank you for that question. Last thing is just a heads up on staffing. This has been kind of a tough time right now. We're just finishing up with the budget and getting that put to bed. But we've got two conferences that are coming up. One is the League of Nebraska Cities Conferences and NCMA, the Nebraska City County Management Association, meets during that time as well. So Aaron and I will be down in Lincoln. I'll be down for the pre-conference on Wednesday. He'll be joining us Wednesday night, Thursday, and half day Friday. Then we're down there for that. So basically the latter half of this week, pretty much, we'll be out of the office. And then just the way the timing worked, the National City County Management Association is having their annual conference down in Austin, Texas. So Aaron flies out Saturday for that. I fly out with my wife on Sunday, and we'll be gone through next Wednesday. I'll be back in the office on Thursday. Aaron and his wife then come back on Thursday, and he'll be back in the office on Friday. So again, you can get a hold of us email-wise, phone-wise, those kinds of things, but we won't be here in the office. If you need assistance, we've got obviously great staff here. And there's this part-time guy who will be in the office. So. Yeah. Any questions, Jeff?
Two things.
Yes, sir.
You guys, we built a new sidewalk from 23rd to 24th to 23rd. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. It needed to be done. And it looks like, was there plans to go from 23rd to 22nd?
Eventually, the plan is to extend that trail system all the way down Nebraska Street.
Okay.
They had some early discussions about going ahead and doing that. Then the decision was made that there were some street improvements that needed to be taken care of first. The different locating companies had all been contacted, though, just to make sure that things had been located in case we wanted to move into that block between 23rd and 22nd. And so that's why there's a lot of flags out there. Yeah. But I don't anticipate that being done this fall now with the other work that's being done.
Second thing is crosswalk painting through all of our major streets. So in our ward, you know, we've got obviously 19th Street, Highway 75, you know, the Deerfield, Wright Street in Nebraska, and they're not painted at all.
Okay.
And then it's like that downtown, and if you drive around, look at other schools, and you know, where kids are walking a lot.
Yeah.
We don't have names crosswalk. Is there a plan to get that done for winter?
It's a good point. I'm not sure what their annual schedule had been. I know that we had an earlier conversation with the Transportation Committee about one of those crosswalks. I made the promise to them that, you know, in the past, I think the tendency was we'll paint once a year and then just live with how it is. We're going to redouble our efforts on that and make sure that they look good. So we'll make sure we get them repainted this fall before the winter sets in. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 12. We're going to go into executive session for the protection of the public interest due to possible litigation involving the city of Blair. Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 7:39 for the following reasons: to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege.
A motion has been made. Motion has been made and seconded to go in executive session for the limited purpose to discuss the following subjects: to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Please register your vote.
Council members present voting aye.
A motion has been carried to go into executive session for the limited purpose of discussing litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. We'll take a few minutes to allow the public to vacate temporarily. They're welcome to stay and come back when we come out of executive session.
I would like to make a motion to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council at 7:58 p.m.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council at 7:58 p.m. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion to come out of executive session at 7:58 p.m. has carried. Executive session was limited to the following subjects: to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege.
Well, I used to have to do
no,
this.
No. We can check the wall.
Oh. I don't know.
I do have two things, though.
Okay, Jim, it's you.
Happy Key Lime Pie Day.
Ooh.
And happy birthday, Brenda.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Now you can make the motion.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brenda. Happy birthday to you.
28 years, my birthday sit on this a lot of times. I've not been able to
sail through it.
Sail through it until Ben comes along. But thank you all.
All right, we still need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second. Or did you second?
We have
whoever.
We have a motion to second to adjourn the meeting. Please vote.
I could wait while people decide.
You're supposed to vote
Rick.
First.
Come on, Rick.
You can use the board now and say nay.
You're
nay.
Is your computer working over there?
It's had some trouble this evening.
In the middle of the meeting
adjourned.
Came up and said you need to refer.